Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip in Israel. Hamas, an Islamic terror organization in the Gaza Strip, thanks Iran for the rockets and missiles that Hamas is using to attack Israel today. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, let's go right now to Ken Timmerman. Ken, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad said this week that this would not have happened, and it would not even have been possible without the generous help from the Islamic Republic of Iran. So it looks like Iran, major player behind what's going on.
Well, Jimmy, you know, I have said for 25 years that we need to pay attention to what the jihadis say. We need to pay attention to what Muslim clerics say. Because when they are addressing their own people, they use language which often is very clear. And this is one example of that. You have a mullah in Gaza, and you have a guy who is a spokesperson for the Quds Brigades, which is the military wing of Palestinian Islamic Jihad. You have these people saying quite openly, we thank the Iranian regime for their help, and without them we would not be able to launch rockets on Israel. We would not be able to carry out jihad. We would not be able to carry out the so-called resistance. So it is now coming out quite openly. This is something that the Iranians for many years tried to hide. They've tried to deny that they were supplying weapons to Gaza, to Hamas, to Palestinian Islamic Jihad. At one point in 2014, they even had their ambassadors around the world issuing dramatic, indignant statements. How dare you accuse us of supplying weapons? Our relationship to Hamas is merely political. It's nearly humanitarian. But, of course, it's been military all along. So I find it refreshing, in a way, to listen to these jihadis tell us quite openly that their benefactor is and has always been the Iranian regime.
Ken Timmerman reporting that the Iranians are supplying Hamas with rockets and missiles to attack the Jewish state. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's report is a page out of the end time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. The nation of Iran is mentioned by the ancient Jewish prophets Daniel, Ezekiel, and Jeremiah. The Palestinians mentioned by the prophets Ezekiel, Malachi, and Obadiah. God had these ancient Jewish prophets to pre-write history so that we could recognize the last days in which we are living today, days when Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...